What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi Changes. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
So we're on to...
We are so far on Episode 6.
The Return of the Jedi, which actually the very
It's the Revenge of the Jedi.
That is the first thing, is Revenge of the Jedi.
See?
I don't care.
That was the first change. The movie was originally Revenge,
yes,
but
and when it
was
came
decided
out,
by George Lucas that Jedi do not revenge.
No, they don't. That's why it was Return.
Yeah.
Fuck this! Nope! Nope, no more! Nope, Empire's done striking. Time for Revenge of this Jedi.
I believe it was Return of the Jedi.
Was Revenge?
No, it was Revenge of the Sith.
Was it?
Yes. Episode 3.
6.
Episode 3 was Revenge of the Sith.
6.
6 was Return of the Jedi.
No, it was Revenge of the Jedi.
It even says on the damn case,
the
Return!
The original script was Revenge, you damn Sith retard!
It was Revenge, you damn Sith retard!
Okay, after that...
It was Revenge of the Sith. Suck it, you fat bastard. Okay.
The next one I have... is the band in Jabba's palace.
That was
terrible.
Awesome. What, you didn't like the full band?
They changed the music.
Oh, yeah, shit, they changed the
music. They changed
That's
the music,
bad.
Took out one of the dance scenes, and added a weird pot-belly ant lion thing to try to sexually arouse me with her yellowness.
I liked the fact that they actually added in more band members
and
instead
replaced,
of just
that one.
They
replaced my little blue dude that I liked with a loudmouth fucking puppet that looked like Animal on steroids.
Alright, I guess we are going to go with
It's a negative. Now,
if they just would have increased the
shit.
Blue guy was cool.
If you want to give it a plus, it's just there. I'm hating on that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm hating on that.
I forgot,
now, like you said.
I thought they still had that guy in there for some reason. You're like, no. I was like, oh.
I used to love him. He was all like,
That the little blue guy was like the coolest dude ever.
And he played piano with his nose a bit.
Yeah, and like I said, if they would have, like you said, if they would have just like added a couple more people playing instruments, okay, not bad. They had to go and completely change the entire fucking thing, and that's what was like, no, up yours.
Are you doing the cantina music over there?
Play that same song.
It's like, all right, hey, we are the Cantina Band. We'll be here all week. Does anyone have any requests? Play the same song. All right, we're gonna play the same song again.
What are we at?
The next change is the sand
Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, the Sarlacc pit with the little
they added
Audrey
from like little
shovel
horns. Yeah, they added that little thing.
you mean the tremor
tools?
Monster?
Yeah.
They added the tremor monster because Tremors was awesome. Watch all four of those movies; they're fucking great.
So, what do you guys think of here? Is this a good change or a bad change?
Instead of looking like a giant
thing.
Butthole in the sand. I'm sorry. Staring at the sand sphincter was not the best thing ever.
Sand sphincter for the win.
I'm gonna throw you in the butthole in the sand. Thanks, Adolf. You go now. Again, another thing that has ruined me is Epic Rap Battles of History. Shameless plugging.
That bought my vote right there.
Again,
we have two positives.
Again, you can thank Epic Rap Battles of History for that.
Where are we at?
Okay, next. Okay, the enhanced lightsaber.
It's always a plus
because
it looks better.
Yeah, always.
Have I ever mentioned how much I love coming over here? Because now when I'm sitting at work and something stupid happens, I can literally laugh and then just cut it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
Oh, shit.
No. Get that shit out of here.
Hell no.
I will stab you.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look, it's a thing. Go kill it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that's not even the right one.
Okay.
That's not the one I was talking about either.
I hated that shit.
That's a small version.
The next thing is, again, Death Star explosion.
See, that one looked better because it actually blew up the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it didn't ripple out the top.
Yeah, it rippled along the side.
It's like you can even see the reactor this time.
Yeah.
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 The reactor was not sitting on its side.
Okay, that's cool.
So the ring blew out the right way. That's cool. A good one.
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah, that was a bonus. That was a plus. Alright, after that was the galactic celebration of the Empire falling.
Instead one of just... thing, they changed the song again. It no longer sounds like the Sesame Street song.
Yeah, it's not the Nyuk Chuk your Ewok victory song.
The original. Yeah.
So
it's already it used to sound like negative. Sesame Street. I used to be like, what the shit is going on?
For me, this is him. And the Ewok played the drums on the helmets.
In a way, I miss that song. I don't know if it's a childhood thing about Sesame
Street.
That's
why I think
it's because of the Ewok playing the drums on the helmets.
Yep.
But for me, this is naked because it just erased the whole only Ewok and the more or less characters there celebrating.
Yeah, well, especially. How the fuck are you gonna find out that fast?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Internet.
There was no internet.
What?
The internet got killed by the Death Star.
They have holograms!
Yeah, they have digital holographic communication. You telling me there's not an internet?
You think the Death Star wouldn't have did something to it after getting blown up?
No. It's just, I mean, the internet didn't come from the Death Star. I mean,
it could
have. Has to be some
That's
sort of
one hell of a Wi-Fi signal. Thank you for tuning in to WFUC. This is Death Star Radio all day, all night, every day.
The problem with old shows like this is that they didn't know. I mean, you couldn't have asked somebody in 1977... and went up and been like, you know, one of these days we're going to have the internet and it's going to change everything. There's going to be instantaneous information across the entire world.
We technically had the internet in like the 50s and 60s.
Not
just
that we
not
could
civilian use.
And even
it
then,
military
even
only.
Then, the internet didn't really make its mark until like almost 2000. Because even watching old shows, like I go back and watch shows like The X-Files. And for the first, like, 6 years of The X-Files, they're still looking like, they're, like, going to libraries and looking through a million books instead of doing a Google search. Ah, shit, aliens.
Like, you know, they're like, you know what the funny thing is? I guarantee you the first thing that pops up is going to be Google Images, and it's going to be the aliens guy. It's going to be like, aliens.
Like, I'm just...
You know what? Hold on a second. I want to see this.
I know you're talking about the epic hair guy.
Hold on. The orange man.
Saiyans. You see that one I posted? The crater in the ground, and he's got that epic hair, and he's like, Saiyans.
Where's the Google
image? No, you know what's funny about that guy?
Oh, damn it, it's not.
No, what's funny about that is my brother and stepmother used to make fun of my sister, saying that she looked exactly like that dude. Because for a while there, she was putting her hair back in a ponytail that made her look exactly like Mr. Orange Face Man.
Okay, let's take this from two angles. The song, positive or negative,
negative.
And then after that, we'll talk about the galactic celebration over simplified celebration. So far, you're negative on the fact they've changed the song.
Yeah, because that song is catchy as shit.
Negative.
Wow, okay. Negative on the changing of the song.
They shouldn't have changed our fucking song.
No, I agree.
They shouldn't have changed the original.
Shit,
that's
now, there's
making it
the
galactic
celebration. Is it cool that you see the universe celebrating, that it flies from scene to scene to scene and shows you all those different planets?
Not
and
that swiftly
happen?
After it. Especially
okay.
At that grand of a scale.
I do agree. It shouldn't... I mean, we could have seen... it just doesn't seem that right.
Too soon!
Yeah.
It is too soon.
Okay, so we have negative here.
I'm sorry, it was just too rapid for it, because last it was literally a couple of hours.
The very last change that everyone should know is the new Anakin ghost.
No!
Yeah, no,
I think
fuck on that.
That is a tragic disrespect to the original actor. And furthermore, just to talk Star Wars, because I'm huge into actual storyline confirmations.
Yeah.
When he was saved.
He was not young Anakin.
He was not young Anakin.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that his soul reverts back to the last time that it was pure, because
It looks like a cardboard cutout version.
He was saved when he was an older man. Before he died,
he more or less became Anakin again.
Right, so he should be the 50-something-year-old Vader.
And it's not like we're seeing the CG Yoda ghost or the...
We're seeing the Muppet of Yoda still.
Yeah, we see the old Yoda. And I don't see Obi-Wan going back.
Yeah, we don't see young-ass Obi-Wan.
Ewan McGregor. We don't see his Obi-Wan there.
So this is major hell no for me. I think this was disrespectful as hell.
No. So yeah, that was the last change that I had listed. So
overall, the trilogy is better for the changes. However,
there's a lot of shit.
There's a lot of stupid.
The sixth movie is worse for the changes. So far, we have the fourth movie coming out way better because of the changes. The fifth movie coming out decently better because of the changes. The last movie is worse for the changes.
Yeah.
It butchered parts of that movie.
Yeah. It did.
And if they were going to make a change, they could have at least made it so that Boba Fett didn't get completely warped.
Yeah, he got warped like a mother.
He got beat by a blind dude by accident.
It's true.
Well, mostly blind.
He sees shit going down, flies, lands, shoots a bullet at point blank range.
Boba Fett?
No, first he shoots a rope, ties Luke up, then he takes out his gun to shoot a bullet at point blank range. And shoots somehow at, like, I guess he was trying to blow off Luke's dick, because he literally shot in that direction. Luke was like, pram, and bounced it, and he falls down, all knocked out. The fight continues. He gets back up like, oh, shit, that was stupid. And Han defeats him
by spinning
accidentally
in a circle by
turning.
Accident.
Where's Boba Fett?
Boba
Fett? Yeah, and then he, like, hits the dude's backpack. And he falls in the space sand sphincter.
the giant butthole in the sand. Yes.
And that is the defeat
of Boba Fett.
Yeah. If they were gonna add some CG, they should have shown him jumping ship to ship, like being like, hoo-choo, pew, 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 shoo,
no,
choo,
instead
choo,
they
something.
Chose to pick, you know, whiny crybaby bitch boy Anakin at the end, along with a Jar Jar sitting on top of a building being like, we did it! You didn't do shit, you whiny English-talking motherfucker!
Go to hell!
So, Internet, if you hate the film, man, comments in the section below, say what you will.
If anybody else knows some additional
stuff that Scott missed.
Yeah, that we missed all.
That
overall.
Scott missed.
Go ahead and put it in the comments, or, you know, send
it. And hopefully it might be something that might save one of them, maybe.
Let your hate flow.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.